English? 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 All right. Well, such a wonderful moment for us in Afghanistan today to have our great friend, our great supporter, a man that helped us liberate, a man that helped us rebuild, a man that helped us move towards the future, President Bush, today with us in Afghanistan. I conveyed on President Bush's arrival to him that when the Afghan people come to know that you are here today, but when they see on the television that we do not provide you the kind of hospitality that Afghans want to provide you, I'll be in serious trouble. But I'll have a lot of explaining to do to the Afghan people. Mr. President, welcome to Afghanistan. We owe a great, great deal in this country's rebuilding. Peace, democracy, the strong steps towards the future, to your support, to your leadership, to the American people, and to the way you have given your hand to the Afghan people. I'm not going to go into the details of all that you've done for us. It's from the defeat of terrorism, to peace in Afghanistan, to democracy, to reconstruction, to the success of the whole process. Thank you very much, Mr. President, and welcome to Afghanistan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for having me. Laura and I are honored to be here. It's such a thrill to come to a country which is dedicating itself to the dignity of every person that lives here. First of all, I want to thank you for the fantastic lunch we just had. I did get a taste of Afghanistan hospitality, and it's good. I appreciate you introducing me to many of the leaders of your government. I'm impressed by their dedication to making sure the experience that you're going through, the experience of growing a democracy that honors and respects all, is successful. One of the messages I want to say to the people of Afghanistan, it's our country's pleasure and honor to be involved with the future of this country. We like stories of young girls going to school for the first time so they can realize their potential. We appreciate a free press. We are enthralled when we see an entrepreneurial class grow up where people are able to work and realize their dreams. We understand the importance of having a well-trained military dedicated to the sovereignty of the country and to the peace of the people. And we're impressed by the progress that your country's making, Mr. President. A lot of it has to do with your leadership. Today, I not only had a good long visit with my friend, the President, but we had a good visit with a lot of the folks that make this government work. From here, I'll go to cut a ribbon at our new embassy. The embassy should be a clear statement to the people of Afghanistan that we're dedicated to helping. And then I'm going to go out to the base and thank some of our troops who are here to protect our country and at the same time help the people of Afghanistan protect themselves. One of the things I told, Mr. President, told the members of your team and your cabinet and the government is that people all over the world are watching the experience here in Afghanistan. I hope the people of Afghanistan understand as democracy takes hold, you're inspiring others. And that inspiration will cause others to demand their freedom. And as the world becomes more free, the world will become more peaceful. And so I come as a friend, an ally, and a person like you dedicated to peace. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, sir. We're trying to do. Well, I guess we take some questions, Mr. President.
Why don't we take a couple?
Two on each side?
Sure.
All right.
Now we'll start with the Afghans.
Yeah.
Terry, please.
He's a guest.
Guest first?
Yeah, he's a guest.
You don't
know
who he is?
Please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's Terry, by the way.
Yes, Terry.
AP. Now, you've AP. Seen him before.
Yes, we've seen him before.
He asked you a very difficult question last time.
He did? Well,
hopefully he'll tone it down.
Let's see this time.
I'd like to ask you, Mr. President, there was a time when you talked about getting Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Why is he still on the loose 5 years later? And are you still confident that you'll get him?
I am confident he will be brought to justice. What's happening is that we got U.S. forces on the hunt for not only bin Laden, but anybody who plots and plans with bin Laden. They're Afghan forces on the hunt for not only bin Laden, but those who plot and plan with him. We've got Pakistan forces on the hunt. And part of my message to President Musharraf is that it's important that we bring these people to justice. He understands that. After all, they've tried to kill him four times. So we've got a common alliance, all aimed at routing out people who are evildoers, people who've hijacked a great religion, and kill innocent people in the name of that religion. We're making progress of dismantling Al-Qaeda. Slowly but surely, we're bringing the people to justice. And the world is better for it as a result of our steady progress. Can I ask somebody?
Yes. Can I ask Reuters? Yep.
Yes, please. Thank you, sir.
The Afghan Reuters. There's international Reuters, there's Afghan Reuters.
Mr. President, let me welcome you to Afghanistan.
He didn't mean to. Sorry.
Allow me to welcome you to Afghanistan first.
Thank you.
And I would like to ask you a couple of questions, if I may.
Sure.
One is regarding the worsening situation in Afghanistan. The Afghan government says that most of the violence emanates from Pakistan. Will you be discussing in any way the issue of violence in Afghanistan with Pakistani authorities?
Absolutely.
And my second question is regarding Iran's nuclear program.
Yeah.
Iran says that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Well, you seem to doubt that. There seems to be some sort of standoff. Do you not think that the standoff will affect the security of the region, and do you think there is a way out of this standoff?
Right. First, yes, I absolutely will bring up the cross-border infiltrations with President Musharraf. These infiltrations are causing harm to friends, allies, and cause harm to U.S. troops. And that'll be a topic of conversation. It's an ongoing topic of conversation. Secondly, Iran must not have a nuclear weapon. The most destabilizing thing that can happen in this region and in the world is for Iran to have develop a nuclear weapon. And so the world is speaking with one voice to the Iranians that it's okay for you to have a civilian power, nuclear power operation, but you shall not have the means, the knowledge to develop a nuclear weapon. So we've joined with Russia as part of a diplomatic effort to solve this problem. This is Russia will provide enriched uranium to a civilian nuclear power plant, and will collect the uranium after it's been used in the plant. I'll repeat to you, the most destabilizing thing that can happen is for Iran to have a nuclear weapon, and we will work with friends and allies to convince them not to. Stephen.
One on India from here. How close are you to sealing a nuclear agreement with India? What does it mean for the trip if you don't get one? Mm-hmm.
Our relationship with India is broader than our discussions about energy. Ours is a strategic relationship. It is a relationship that's got strong ties because of economics and our military, our desire to help democracies such as Afghanistan. Our people are talking to the Indians today on the plane, and we'll be doing so when we land in New Delhi, about trying to come to an agreement on a civilian nuclear power agreement. But as I said in my speech in Washington, this is a difficult issue. It's a difficult issue for the Indian government. It's a difficult issue for the American government. So we'll continue to dialogue and work. Hopefully we can reach an agreement. If not, we'll continue to work on it until we do. It's in our interest, in the interest of the United States. It's in the interest of countries around the world that India develop a nuclear power industry, because that'll help alleviate demand for fossil fuels. And by alleviating demand for fossil fuels, it takes the price off of gasoline at the pump. And so the faster the Indian economy grows, the more fuel they demand. The more fuel they demand, it affects our gas prices. It affects your gas prices. And so what we're trying to do is have an international consortium that will enable countries to develop nuclear power industries in safe ways, ways that will prevent proliferation, ways that will enable nations to meet their energy needs without excessive consumption of fossil fuels.
I will give a chance to the Afghan television for once.
در حالی که چهار سال از حضور نیروهای قوای اعتراف بین‌المللی در افغانستان می‌گذره و کسی که دیده شده متأسفانه وضعیت امنیتی روز به روز در کشور ما رو به وخامت است. با توجه به این مسئله پلیسی کشور ایالات متحده آمریکا در قبال مسائل امنیتی در آینده چگونه خواهد بود و همچنان در صورتی که اگر قرار باشد اسامه و حالا عمر در آینده دستگیر شود پلیسی شما در این مسئله به حال خود باقی می‌ماند یا در قبال افغانستان تغییر می‌کند؟
Your Excellency, President Bush, most welcome to Afghanistan and wish you a pleasant stay. The question is by a reporter from Afghanistan National Radio Television. It has been 4 years since the presence of the international forces in Afghanistan. However, the security situation is increasingly deteriorating. What will be your long-term security policy towards Afghanistan? And the second part of the question is, how will the U.S. policy be affected in regard to Afghanistan if Osama and Mullah Omar are captured?
It's not a matter of if they're captured and brought to justice, it's when they're brought to justice. The United States is here at the request of an Afghan government elected by the people. We signed an agreement in the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. with the duly elected president of your country, President Karzai. It's an agreement that sets out a strategic relationship. It's an important relationship for our country. It's an important relationship for Afghanistan. But it's important for the people of Afghanistan to recognize that we're here by mutual consent. We want to be here. We want to be here to help Afghanistan grow its democracy and to defeat those who will can't stand the thought of freedom. The President has talked to me a lot about this issue and assures me that the government is sincere in this request that the United States and coalition help Afghanistan grow its democracy. Our commitment is firm. Our desire is to see this country flourish and set a great example not only in the neighborhood but around the world. See, I hope people of Afghanistan understand the people of America have got great regard for human life and human dignity, that we care about the plight of people. When we saw the devastation in Pakistan, we were quick to respond with help because we care about people. When we heard 73,000 people lost their lives and 2.5 million people were displaced from their homes, it broke our hearts. When we see HIV/AIDS ravishing an entire continent of Africa. We care. I'm going to repeat what I said before. We like stories and expect stories of young girls going to school in Afghanistan. It means a lot to the American people to hear the president say that. It means a lot to, for people to realize that there's an entrepreneurial class that's beginning to grow. We believe in hope, which is the exact opposite of the ideology of the bin Ladens of the world and the Taliban. In our country, you can worship freely. You're equally American if you're a Christian, Muslim, Hindu, or Jew. You're equally American if you don't believe in an Almighty. Under the Taliban and Osama bin Laden, there's no religious freedom. You have no chance to express yourself in the public square without being punished. There's no capacity to realize your full potential. And so we're committed. We're committed to universal values. We believe everybody desires to be free. And we know that history has taught us that free societies yield peace. And that's what we want. We want peace for our children, and we want peace for the Afghan children as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.